Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, Mr. Michael, the International Union of Bricklayers and Alley Craft Workers. Can you please help us out with a quick survey, sir?
Sure.
Okay, great. Now, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, or 26 to 40, or 41 and up?
26 to 40.
Okay, thank you. What is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Mason helper or finisher, stone mason, bricklayer, PCC restoration, cement mason?
Bricklayer.
Oh, which one you said?
Bricklayer.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, journey level mechanic or foreman?
Journeyman.
Okay, thank you. And are you currently working at the trade at this moment, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And how many weeks have you been an employee that is unable to find work when you wanted to work, sir, over the past 2 months in your craft, if any? 0 to 2 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, or 21 weeks and up?
I've worked all the weeks. I don't...
Okay. Now, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You know, in the past 2 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no, sir?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year, sir? Fewer, more, or the same?
Probably the same.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year, sir? The same, fewer, or more?
Probably the same.
The same, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work in the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes, no.
Okay, and thinking about all the jobs in which you work in the 12 past months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them, sir? Yes or no?
Past 12 months?
Yes.
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever been
That's
appointed?
A survey.
Yes, it's a survey, sir. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, we almost finished here, okay? So I promise you I'm not going to ask for a donation. I just want to know your opinion, okay? Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily private through your state or local government throughout the federal government, or you don't know? Privately, state or local government, or federal government?
Private, the last one.
Okay. You know, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the economy 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now, sir?
Same.
The same. Okay. Now, looking at your family's economy situations, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Same.
Okay. And switching gears here a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job, sir? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns of the job? The first one is hidden code, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, fall risk, falling objects, dust and air, or COVID-19?
No concern. How many questions is this? Are we almost done?
Yes, we're almost done here. Okay, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, we almost finished, okay? Please tell me you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. And how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, sir, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is local TV news program. Would that be the first one or the last one?
Probably first.
And the second one, what about radio?
Second.
The third one, cable news.
Isn't it the same thing as the local TV?
Yes, the first one it was local TV. The second one is radio, and the third one, cable news. What do you think about cable news?
I don't watch it. Keep going.
The internet or social media?
No, neither.
Friends and neighbors?
No.
And the last one, print or online newspapers, sir?
No.
Okay. Yes, we almost finished, okay, sir. I really appreciate your... which of the following issues matter most to you right now, sir? Education, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, immigration, the environment, or support for labor unions, healthcare, or something else?
Support for union labor.
Okay. And as you might know, BAG supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act, sir? Yes, heard. Yes, heard a little bit. Yes. No? Okay.
No.
And as you might know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wage to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, or somewhat important, or very important, sir, at the federal elected official support? Not at all?
No.
Okay. And do you believe the Republican Party or Democrat Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democrat Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
Right, Democrats.
Okay, we are 90%, sir. As you might know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UA, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, sir? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
By the auto workers.
The auto workers, okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done, which is of the following one. The first one is healthcare. You strongly approve somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay, and the second one, his job as the president overall. Approve strongly, disapprove strongly, or neither?
Neither.
The third one, immigration?
Neither.
The economy?
Neither.
And the last two, sir, foreign affairs?
Neither.
And the last one, support for labor unions?
Neither.
Okay. Now, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling his job, sir? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And are you registered to vote?
I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, sir?
Probably vote.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, who will you vote for, sir? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I wouldn't vote at all.
Okay. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wage, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAG, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, use fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, use fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Okay. And right now I only got the last three questions and we're done here, okay? How can the union best improve in representations and services? Can you please tell me by your own words, sir?
I have no idea.
Okay. And the second one is, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, sir? Can you please tell me in your own words?
jobs, I guess.
Okay. And the last one, sir. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, job site, email, text, or union meetings?
Meetings.
Which one do you think? Mail, job site, email, text, or union meetings?
Union meetings.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislation and regularity updates that are important to the bank? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year, sir?
Four more times a year.
Okay. Now, let me see right here. Okay, lastly, sir, I would like to ask a few questions for strategic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. The last two, sir, do you think of yourself as the closest of the to the Republican or Democratic Party, sir? Democrat, Republican, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And just to make sure we have representing a sample, sir, what is your race? White, Black, African, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. Great. And you're finally striking for verification purposes by my supervisor. Can I please have your first name? Is Michael, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Michael. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, sir. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a great day. Okay. Thank you so much for helping me out today, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.